This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about artificial intelligence because, well, some geeks down in MIT decided that they wanted to create an artificial intelligence program, and then wind up feeding it info from a particular Reddit that we don't know which one because the news story has redacted that piece of information.
We know Reddit, and we're going to use our imagination and just imagine probably a really horrific Reddit subreddit.
That could be about 85% of Reddit. But they've, you know, fed it some Rorschach test images and, you know, tried to get this thing to basically, I don't know, were they trying to get it to think about murder or that's just what happened?
No,
I'm kind of confused.
No, that's what happened. So they gave the Rorschach to a standard AI and they gave it to Norman, and Norman sees disturbing images. So an example where a normal AI is going to see a person holding an umbrella in the air.
Which is not what I saw at all.
Right. And I agree with you. It does look reminiscent of an MRI. Norman sees, quote, a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife. So Norman seems to be taking...
Norman needs to go see the therapist AI.
He's a little dark.
Yes. So is there more to this story?
There is.
All right.
Even though artificial intelligence isn't a new field, we're a long, long ways from producing something that, as Gideon Lewis Krauss wrote in the New York Times Magazine, can, quote, demonstrate a faculty with the implicit, the interpretive, unquote. But it still hasn't undergone the kind of reckoning that causes a discipline to grow up. Physics, you recall, gave us the atom bomb, and every person who becomes a physicist knows they might be called on to help create something that could fundamentally alter the world. Computer scientists are beginning to realize this, too. At Google this year, 5,000 employees protested, and a host of employees resigned from the company because of its involvement with Project Maven, a Pentagon initiative that uses machine learning to improve the accuracy of drone strikes. Norman is just a thought experiment, but the questions it raises about machine learning algorithms making judgments and decisions based on biased data are urgent and necessary. Those systems, for example, are already used in credit underwriting, deciding whether or not to loans are worth guaranteeing. What if an algorithm decides you should buy a house or a car? To whom do you appeal? While you're not white, what if you're not white and a piece of software predicts you'll commit a crime because of that? There are many, many open questions. Norman's role is to help us figure out their answers.
Wasn't there a movie about that pre-crime thing?
Yes, Minority Report.
Yeah.
Based on a Philip K. Dick short story or novel.
What is that about?
Pre-crime. So the idea is in the near future, there are these beings that have really high levels of sort of extrasensory perception,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to see crimes before they occur. So the police in the movie, and I've not read the short story, basically would go around and they would bang on your door, Heather, and say, you're under arrest because in 3 weeks you're going to commit a crime. You're going to kill your boyfriend or something like that.
I think one of the things was you were going to rob a bank.
Yeah, but that's the idea. The idea would be that if AI became so intelligent and so pervasive that they could begin to make predictions like they already do today, like the story talks about with credit scores and things like that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting field, and I agree with a lot of people that it just needs to be treated with real care. And the biggest concern I have is its use in the military. I mean, it's one thing when you have a human being deciding whether or not to drop a bomb, you know, based on target acquisition.
Just think about how the bombs, like the first bombs and dynamite came to be, where it was the Alfred Nobel,
right.
The whole Nobel Peace Prize. The whole thing started because this guy invented dynamite, and I'm pretty sure I read that initially it was because of, like, building and construction, so it was like he created this thing that he thought could help, like, legitimate, like, help humanity to, like, build stuff, to make roads, to blow out, you know,
right.
sides of the mountains so that you could put a road through or whatever the case may be.
Right,
and then
peaceful purposes.
For peaceful purposes, and then it ended up getting used by the military for bad things, and, like,
yeah.
from what I read, he felt bad about that, and so what he wanted to do is he created the Nobel Peace Prize, where a lot of the monies that came from dynamite would be used to reward people
peace.
That would come up with things that promoted peace. So when you just look at bombs, for example, and how the military uses those today, fast forward, it's like you can only imagine that artificial intelligence is going
right.
to unfortunately be used.
Right, and I always, when I think of the Nobel Peace Prize, I immediately think of Barack Obama.
Yeah. That's not the first thing that I think
I
of.
Hate, you know, I do think of him. I don't get why he got it, though. Like, he didn't do anything.
Was he awarded that before he became president?
No, he got it during his first year.
But it was early on.
It was during his first year.
It was way before he set records for killing people with drones.
Right.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know who else I heard was going to be getting something? Like David Hogg, that little rat face looking kid.
I've not heard that he was getting anything other than apparently somebody
stand that
swatted
kid. I really
on that
can't.
Guy.
I can't stand that kid.
Yeah, his parents got swatted. The rat face little kid. That's the mental image that Ted just pulled up. Like, you slap a couple whiskers on that kid.
You know what? There's just some people where they have that face where you just, like, their face irritates you. He's one of them. He's, like, one of those people. Like, I don't even want to look at him.
I think the...
And it just makes it even worse that he's just some liberal gun-grabbing, like,
I think the scientific term is
kid with an FBI
face.
Agent father. Isn't that... Am I right here?
I don't know if his father's in the FBI or not. I don't pay that much attention to the guy.
Something about him just doesn't sit right with me. I don't know.
But the rat face.
He's capitalizing on all these kids getting killed at these school shootings and stuff. Like, you're not
horrendous.
About the guns. You're about the camera time. Like, you're up there capitalizing on it with your, you know, big ego and rat face.
So, Chris, since you mentioned the Google Project Maven, I've actually got a story about Google's Project Maven from Wired. Article that begins earlier this year, Google CEO Sundar Pichai described artificial intelligence as more profound to humanity than fire. Thursday, after protests from thousands of Google employees over a Pentagon project, Pichai offered guidelines for how Google will and will not use the technology. One thing that he said Google will not do, work on AI for weapons. But the guidelines leave much to the discretion of company executives and allow Google to continue to work for the military. The ground rules are a response to more than 4,500 Google employees signing a letter protesting the company's involvement in Project Maven, which is a project of the Pentagon that uses machine learning to interpret drone surveillance video.
So, yeah, and this whole discussion brings me back to a book I read, and I'm not going to really recommend it, even though I found it interesting, because it's not really that exciting, but it was by Thomas Hager called The Alchemy of Air, and it's all about the creation of vast amounts of nitrogen. They figured out how to extract nitrogen from the air for use in fertilizer.
Okay.
And the problem the world was facing was there wasn't enough food being grown. And they got, at that point in time, in the early 20th century, foresee a time where we would run out of food to feed people because crop yields were X, and that was it. But these guys came up with a way to extract nitrogen to use for fertilizer. And then it was used more so by the Germans during World War One to create bombs. So it's that same thing. You know, good technology, but there's always a flip side.
More from Wired about Google and their rules for artificial intelligence. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in to join us. We've been talking about artificial intelligence, so if you've got thoughts on it, please call in. If you are an artificial intelligence, also please call in, because I don't think I've ever actually spoken to an AI, so that might wind up being rather interesting.
Good radio, huh?
And, you know, AI can be kind of scary technology, but let's talk about some good technology here for a moment, specifically technology that was made by voluntarists. Let's talk about Zencash. Again, made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. And with Zencash, there is no central authority or single point of failure, which makes Zencash more resilient. And it allows everyone an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And with well over 11,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most encrypted, secure, distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So, Chris, you started off by telling us about this AI that's obsessed with murder.
Norman.
And
I'm trying to come up with a creepy voice.
Norman. And that led us into discussion, because the article that you had mentioned Project Maven, led us into this article from Wired talking about Project Maven, and specifically Google's response to about 4,500, although I think your article said closer to 5,000 Google employees who signed a letter protesting the company's involvement in Project Maven. The dissenting employees asked Google to swear off all military work. Pichai, he's Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, his response, and this is a paraphrase from Wired, "We hear you, but you can trust us to do this responsibly." Well, Chris, do you remember when Google's motto was "Don't be evil"?
Yeah, they've pretty much erased all of that now.
Yeah, did that go down the Orwellian memory hole?
I don't know, but I did read a story last week how they have, I'm going to misstate this, so I'm going to research this first, but the implication was that Google has basically revoked any references to do no evil, and they're going full evil.
Yeah. Pichai's post continues, "We will continue our work with government and the military in many other areas. These collaborations are important and will actively look for more ways to augment the critical work of these organizations and keep service members and civilians safe." That could read as allowing continued work on Project Maven, but Google told employees last week that it would not renew the contract on Project Maven when it expires next year. And a spokesperson said on Thursday that if Project Maven came up again, the company likely would not participate, because the project does not follow the spirit of their new guidelines.
Huh, interesting. So a Gizmodo article from May 18, 2018, Google removes "Don't Be Evil" clause from its code of conduct. And Google says that it is going to continue working with Maven on the Maven project, at least for the time being. And maybe they're going to complete that, I guess. And then they'll move on from there, according to Business Insider and Futurism.
Although prompted by the protest over Project Maven, the guidelines posted Thursday address a much broader range of concerns. Google pledges to avoid creating systems that reinforce societal biases on gender, race, or sexual orientation. They say privacy safeguards should be incorporated into AI technology, which often gain their power from training on vast data sets like those Google holds from its billions of customers.
So my biggest issue with AI and warfare, and I'm just going to cut through all of it, is saying when we remove a human, when we remove human morality from the decision about whether or not to take a life, even if it's in warfare, that's putting all your trust in the machine. And I just,
mm-hmm.
I like the idea that if those kinds of decisions must be made at some point, that somebody's conscience has to be involved.
Well, this discussion about AI and involvement in war and use in possibly unmanned drones reminds me of...
We already use unmanned drones.
Right, but we don't have AI controlling the unmanned drones.
Yet, correct.
But this reminds me of a scene from Full Metal Jacket, and spoiler, the movie's been out for well over 30 years. It's about the Vietnam War.
Come on, go ahead.
I saw this like horrible, like one of those like creepy, like scare you AI videos once on Facebook that was of like all these little like military like mosquito looking robots.
I've seen that one.
That like, I don't know, they inject you with something, but they have like the homing missile technology in them. So yeah, like they just fly out into the thing and look for like human movement and then like
an attack. And there's a lot of good fiction in that. You know, there really is.
I mean, I don't doubt that the technology exists that you could make something like that.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. There's like infrared technology where they can fly and they can see body heat inside buildings and stuff. And
right.
Like, I mean, this is what the unmanned drones that we fly over Iraq and Afghanistan have. So.
Can do. One of the goals is to get drones that can behave as part of a swarm to mimic or to be able to interpret like bird-like movements or... You know, can they attack in mass by communicating with each other, not communicating with a controller?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the type of military thinking that's out there. And like I said, it scares me.
Right. And again, getting back to the point I was going to make about the scene from Full Metal Jacket where they're in the helicopter and the gunner guy is just shooting everybody. And he says to Private Joker, who's basically the main character, anyone who runs is VC, meaning Viet Cong.
Right.
Anyone who stands still is well-trained VC.
Right.
So basically everybody that we see is the enemy. And that's the problem that I see with this AI of, oh yeah, well, if they're in the view of our drone, then they're the enemy. Doesn't matter if the guy has a jacket that says press and he's wearing, you know, holding a briefcase.
And that's happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So those numerous times.
Those are their legitimate concerns. And you know, while I understand the desire to make extremely effective weapons, if you have to fight war, it's better to do it without putting human lives at risk. I just question whether you ever actually need to fight a war. And most wars, I come to the conclusion, don't. But the idea that we could do so, we can basically offload our responsibility and our moralities onto the machine, and that just bothers me.
It kind of makes me think of, like, the Second Amendment. And, like, if somebody comes to, like, break into your house, like, yeah, you could shoot them with a handgun, right? Like, if a robot comes to break into your house, you're going to need, like, a freaking rocket launcher or something.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be on AI, war, AI's fighting, wars, or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Today, while holding a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, President Trump said there's one sure way you'll know the Singapore summit did not go well.
You hear me saying we're going to use maximum pressure? You'll know the negotiation did not do well.
And after that press conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed Rudy Giuliani's comments that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un came crawling on his hands and knees.
I took him as being in a small room and not being serious about the comments. I think it was a bit in jest. We're moving forward. We're focused on the important things. I know Rudy doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation and this set of issues.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 95 points to close the day at 25,241. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in to join us. But, you know, I realize not everybody wants to call in to a radio show.
Who doesn't?
Well, there are a bunch of people.
Name one.
Well, I don't know their names because they're not calling in.
I know. Some people get a little nervous. I understand.
Maybe they still want to interact and they don't want to go into the Discord because there'll be trolls. But we also have the forums. Go to forum.freetalklive.com and that's where you can interact again with other listeners, with multiple hosts, and there are a variety of forums or sub-forums, I guess, within the Free Talk Live forum, forum.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence because, well, Chris, you opened us up with
Norman
a story about Norman, an AI that is obsessed with murder, and the article that you had mentioned this Project Maven thing that's correct. A project from the Pentagon to use artificial intelligence in war situations or some kind of thing. And, well, Google has been involved with this Project Maven and a bunch of Google employees. They weren't happy. How many actually wound up quitting?
I don't know off the top of my head. But
if you could try pulling that up.
Yep, I will.
Because we know that at least 4,500 Google employees signed a letter to the company protesting the company's involvement in Project Maven. And the CEO, Sundar Pichai, responded with basically, and this is a paraphrase, "We hear you, but you can trust us to be responsible." And then he added quote, we will continue our work with government and the military in many other ways. These collaborations are important and will actively look for more ways to augment the critical work of these organizations and keep service members and civilians safe.
Yeah, I don't know. I see a couple sources here that talk about dozens of employees who quit.
Okay.
So something over 12.
Yes. Continuing on with...
Wouldn't that be something over 24?
Generally, it would be if it's plural.
Oh, my God. You've been working with pedantic Daryl too long, for God's sakes. Jesus.
Continuing.
My life becomes hell.
On, there were some guidelines that were issued earlier today by Google, and in the introduction to those guidelines, Pichai wrote, how AI is developed and used will have a significant impact on our society for many years to come. As a leader in AI, we feel a special responsibility to get this right. Google also released a set of recommended practices on topics such as fairness and testing AI systems to help other companies use and develop AI responsibly. You know, Google, the company that used to say, don't be evil, and Chris, you said it was, what, a couple of months ago where they wiped that from their website?
They've wiped it from their employee, code of conduct. That was the first thing, and I've heard before that they've been slowly rolling that back for some time.
Right. Probably like within the last 5 years when it came out that they were handing the U.S. federal government basically any info that the NSA requested. We've known for years that they were giving the Chinese government any info they requested.
See, that makes me a little more uncomfortable. I'd rather them not give it to other countries.
So you're okay with our own government spying on us, but you don't like the idea of the Chinese.
I don't think our own government is spying on us as much as... Like,
they do.
Continuing on here, the article from Wired goes in to discuss what Project Maven actually is.
Oh, good.
Project Maven is a broad effort at the Department of Defense to inject more artificial intelligence into operations. The first project involved using AI to track objects such as buildings, vehicles, and people in drone videos. Google's precise role in the project was not clear, but the company has maintained that it was limited to, quote-unquote, non-offensive purposes. Google's new guidelines build on that line, saying it will not apply AI to weapons or, quote, other technologies whose principal purpose or implementation is to cause or directly facilitate injury to people.
Yeah, I don't buy this. This is the standard line that any company who's involved in this is going to use. But when you're involved in the industry of warfare, I don't care if you make holsters, you make backpacks, and you sell them to the military, you have... albeit a small, but you have a liability there. You know, that is involved. You're supplying and assisting them in their mission. And no, you're not directly pulling the trigger. I get that.
Right.
But you're facilitating.
Right. And they're using words here very carefully.
I pick up on that, yeah.
Because they said directly facilitate injury. They don't say directly or indirectly.
Right.
The next line here, the document also states that Google will not work on surveillance technology, quote, violating internationally accepted norms of human rights. Doesn't say they're not going to work on technology that violates human rights.
And I'm telling you, right now the norm is to violate rights. That is our norm. Your rights to privacy, the norm is for it to be violated by your governments. That's the norm. So, yeah, at least Google's consistent there.
One Google employee reached Thursday before the guidelines were released, said that any such rules would be hard to trust if only interpreted and enforced internally. External oversight would be needed to reduce the risk of business concerns skewing decision-making. And Google is bidding for a multi-billion-dollar Pentagon cloud computing contract called JEDI.
JEDI, dun dun dun.
Now, it doesn't say if this is going to be the light side or the dark side of the JEDI.
Right.
Or wait, no, that's the Force.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Star Trek Wars, so I get these things confused.
The Sith, I don't know.
Yeah. So the JEDI is the good side of the Force,
they represent the light, I think.
Yeah.
And the dark side is represent. God, we're just going to irritate.
Yeah, so shouldn't they actually wind up, since this is the U.S. military, shouldn't it actually be Sith, not Jedi?
Well, depending on your point of view.
Continuing
let's
on.
Let's get some Trekkie to call in and correct us. And yes, I said Trekkie, just to irritate.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I actually have some friends that host a Star Wars podcast. Maybe they're listening and can call in and tell us how wrong we are about Jedi and Sith.
Well, I did call all the Star Wars people Trekkies, which should infuriate them and cause them to call that.
Called it the Star Trek Wars. Continuing on, Peter Eckersley, chief computer scientist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, agrees that Google should get outside help. Quote, if any tech company is going to wade into a morally complex area like AI defense contracting, we'd recommend they form an independent ethics board to help guide their work. Adding, Google has a real opportunity to be a leader on AI ethics here, and they shouldn't waste it. In a letter to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, released Thursday, Faisal Ali bin Jaber, who says his brother-in-law Salim was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Yemen, offered himself as an external ethics advisor to Google on future defense work, saying, quote, Google can protect people like Salim rather than making it easier to kill them. Let us discuss how Google can set ethical standards in this area for other companies to follow rather than being co-opted by government.
It's intriguing, and I'm just concerned that, you know, so when Alexa came out, and my immediate thought was, because I'm sort of a follower of everything that happened under Snowden, I'm like, okay, well, this is obviously going to spy on people within their homes. It's obviously going to record things that Amazon says are not going to be recorded, right, which it turns out to be true. They started out by saying, well, these devices are only triggered by certain keywords, and they're not listening until then. Well, then how do you hear the keyword? And then we find out that certain parts of conversations are being stored, and then we find out how tied into the advertising efforts that all these devices are. So it doesn't take much of a stretch to see the government scooping this stuff up too.
Alexa, call Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts on whatever is on your mind.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll jump back into the stories here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about a really cool website that actually wound up having like an official relaunch about a year ago. And it's a website that a lot of libertarians have been wanting something like this for a long time. It's at its core a directory for liberty-minded businesses. Talking about liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. Again, it's a directory for businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principles. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. So we've been talking about artificial intelligence and the use of AI in military environments. And, well, Chris, you've got a somewhat related story here, not necessarily about AI in military, but about the U.S. military's underreporting of civilian casualties?
Yeah, and this is always a challenge number. The U.S. usually puts out the number of civilians that were killed in warfare, and their number for this last year was 499 civilian deaths caused by the U.S. soldiers in military action around the world, and injuring another 169 in 2017. But these numbers are always disputed, so let's find out exactly how disputed they are. And this is from Reason.com. The British nonprofit Air Wars estimates that the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition was responsible for anywhere between 3,923 and 6,102 civilian deaths last year, and a minimum of 6,259 since 2014. It does not have the U.S. specific total, But given that the United States is responsible for the majority of coalition airstrikes, it is reasonable to assume that a good portion of those 6,000-plus deaths are on American hands. The Defense Department acknowledges that other groups put the number of casualties far higher than it does, chalking up the disparity to, quote, differing methodologies, unquote. According to the Pentagon new reports, U.S. military gets its tallies on civilian casualties by comparing outside reports from non-governmental agencies, local media, and social media with its own information on the location and activity of its forces, as well as any intelligence it has on the site of alleged civilian casualties.
Plus, as I understand it, the U.S. military has a very broad definition of suspected insurgent.
Right, right. So, and that's an interesting point, Daryl, because, you know, on the one side you have, I'm just going to say that there are some people on the more anti-war side that are going to say that, well, no, every civilian killed in this airstrike was absolutely an innocent. And there may indeed have been terrorists, what the U.S. would call bad guys, in that location when they were bombed. So they are going to be counted as innocents. And basically you have the Pentagon and the White House is going to come and say, nope, everybody in attendance at that particular wedding was a terrorist, or they were affiliated with terrorists, or right, they shouldn't have been there anyway.
They won't necessarily say they were terrorists. They will say suspected.
Right.
And that way they don't have to give any kind of proof of anything. Well, we just suspect.
Right.
And then they wind up doing this thing to where it's basically only women and children that are counted as civilians.
Now, I knew this would bring Heather back into the conversation. So go ahead.
I just think that you guys are always focusing on the negatives. Like, yeah, sure, there's, you know, definitely some corruption involved in our military, but as with like every other group of individuals, there's also some good people and that are there to protect what they believe is their country and their loved ones and their family members. So to blanket stamp everybody in the military as going out and just killing without...
That's not at all what we've done.
I think if it's so obvious that the U.S. government has all of this stuff to spy on U.S. citizens, clearly they have the same technology that they can use on people that are, you know, intending to do Americans harm, which people like that exist in this world. It's a fact.
No argument.
And, you know, there's people out there developing, you know, military weapons that they would love to use on American citizens because that's what they've been programmed to do. And so we do need some type of defense, you know, and if we have, you know, evidence that there's people in a particular region of the world, you know, using technology that they're intending to do massive harm. I mean, they're like cancerous human beings. They're like cancer cells in the body, right? Destroy other cells, perfectly healthy cells. Well, these cancerous people that exist in the world, it's not.
It would be irresponsible for us not to do something.
If you take, you know, it's unfortunate, but if you get rid of the cancer and it prevents something worse, then it's, I don't know, like.
What other?
I can't seem to find any issue in that.
But I think the issue is, and cancer is a good analogy because we can also look at things like chemotherapy. So chemotherapy kills the cancer, right?
Yeah, but cancer's a living cell, right? Like, wrong to kill the cancer?
No. Well, I'm using your analogy
here. All those little
innocent
cancers that we just killed with that chemo bomb.
Such a cute little cancer running around down there. No, but the other thing about chemotherapy is it does, it's indiscriminate. It kills cells that are not part of the cancer.
Exactly.
And the same thing happens in war. That we end up killing people that had no right to die. Now, I'm not saying that the U.S. military has not and has not been successful at killing real bad guys. People that if they saw you walking down the street.
Yeah, we obviously want to minimize any innocent casualties.
The question is are we doing enough? And is it wrong for people like Daryl?
I think the question is, what can we do better? Not are we doing enough? Because that's like making a complaint but not offering a solution.
Well, we do offer solutions,
I think it was Bill Weld, that suggested that when it comes to our foreign policy, that instead of, that we have task forces that go in and arrest terrorists and try them and convict them the same way we do people here in this country.
That's not a bad idea.
And so that kind of, you know,
right,
beats dropping a bomb and asking questions later.
Exactly, because bombs are going to be the chemotherapy of treating terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
They kill everyone. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and rehash, because you and I have gone around about this subject a million times. The facts are that innocent people do die in wars, and
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean American wars or any other wars. It just means wars in general,
mm-hmm.
and they always have. The question is how do we keep people safe and try to reduce the damage that we do? I will say that there have been certain parts of our history in the United States and in every other country's history where they really didn't care that much. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, we were sharing some stories about Vietnam coming from the most reputable source that we could think of, which was the movie Full Metal Jacket, you know, talking about indiscriminate killing of civilians.
Look at 9/11, right? Like, everyone has their theories on 9/11. Like,
sure.
Was it an inside job? Was it the Saudis involved? Like, whatever.
It was Heather.
Bottom line. Yeah.
It was you.
Totally.
We know that.
Bottom line is that, like, thousands and thousands of Americans were killed that day by someone. So there
yes.
are people that wish to do Americans harm just as, you know, like, that's just the way it is. And so I think the majority of people in our country obviously don't want that to happen. In fact, we don't want to hurt people from other countries. But we do need to address the fact that there are bad people in this world that, you know, and the world is divided by borders. And there are nations, and nations get pinned against each other, you know?
And in most of our war on terror, it has not been about nations. It's been about independent actors or non-government groups, you know? Al-Qaeda doesn't have a country.
Yeah, but...
And neither does ISIS.
No, but they have their group.
They're an organized group of people.
That are being given weapons and materials.
I think
those are relatively, like, minuscule. Like, those people aren't very educated. It's not like were we to go to a war with, like, an entire country versus, like, an armed military versus, like, a rebel group. They're usually
sure.
more disorganized and, like,
yeah.
you know.
But I think where we can demonstrate, if you want to use a phrase like American superiority, it should be in demonstrating how we are more compassionate than these other countries.
I do think so.
Right.
I think our military is too, though. You know what I mean? I think
some.
A lot of them are very well-intentioned.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, about this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 coming up next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.